This is an audio article created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust, who are based in Southampton. It has been created as part of the Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project and been made possible thanks to funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund. This article has been recorded with the kind support of the Southampton Area Talking Echo at their studio in Mount Pleasant Road, Southampton. The Forgotten Wrecks project is being run by the Maritime Archaeology Trust. Between 2014 and 2018, the project aims to research the stories behind the 1,000 or more vessels that were wrecked off the south coast of England during the First World War. A separate 7-minute article, available via the Talking News Federation and the Maritime Archaeology Trust, provides background information about the project. This article is about the Netley Pier. At Netley, on the northeast side of Southampton Water, Hampshire, lies the site of the now-demolished Royal Victoria Hospital. The hospital was originally opened in 1863 and was the British Army's first purpose-built hospital, conceived against the backdrop of the Crimean War and the work of Florence Nightingale. The main building was constructed on a monumental scale, containing 138 wards and 1,000 beds, and its prominent location made it the outwardly visible face of the British Empire's medical care for its servicemen from across the globe. Having originally laid the foundation stone for the hospital in 1856, Queen Victoria was a regular visitor throughout the rest of her reign, crossing the Solent from Osborne House on the Isle of Wight. The location beside Southampton Water also led to the construction of a pier in 1864-5 to serve the hospital and allow patients to be brought directly by sea. The pier was also intended to replace a wooden landing stage previously built on the site. Despite such planning, the pier was never constructed to its full required length to reach the deep water channel of Southampton Water. This meant that patients had to be disembarked into smaller vessels to be ferried to the pier and then onwards to the hospital. This problem was relatively short-lived, with the construction of a rail connection between Netley and Southampton Docks in 1866, which was extended directly to the hospital in 1900. Bringing patients by rail meant that the pier's main use was for recreation and convalescing by the hospital's patients. The First World War was one of the peaks of activity at the hospital, with extensive extra-tented wards being constructed in the grounds to provide capacity for the numbers of wounded soldiers returning from the front line. The pier continued to be used as a recreational and convalescing facility for the thousands of patients that visited it until the pier was severed during the early 1940s to prevent its use in any Nazi invasion. Despite the prominence of the hospital, no archaeological work has ever been undertaken to investigate the remains of the pier and the foreshore, more generally along the hospital frontage. In September 2015, as part of the Forgotten Wrecks project, fieldwork was undertaken to begin recording any surviving remains of the pier, and to map the distribution of any artefacts that were still surviving on the foreshore. The Netley Pier fieldwork had three main research questions. What is the spatial relationship between the iron pier, opened in 1865, and the wooden pier, reported as being present on the site prior to that? What is the extent of surviving elements of the iron pier used during the First World War? Is there any discernible relationship between the known historical use of the pier and any surviving archaeological remains located on the foreshore? To do this, archaeologists and volunteers used a system of grids set out across the main area of the site to record the distribution of archaeological remains through systematically field walking of the site. The position of the grids and any important artifacts that were found were recorded using the RTK GPS lent by the University of Southampton, which produced a locational accuracy of within 1 centimetre through a combination of satellite and mobile phone mast signals. The same equipment was used to record all of the visible remains of the iron pier structure, as well as visible remains of the original wooden landing stage. Despite the systematic demolition of the pier in the 1950s, several of the original iron piles still survive along the original alignment of the pier and allow the extent of the structure as recorded in historic ordnance survey maps to be confirmed. Future work will aim to record the detail of these fixtures and fittings and to compare them to any surviving historical records of mid-19th century pier construction. Field walking across the shore was able to identify clear patterns of material, particularly brick, slate, and rubble debris, which probably related to the initial construction of the main hospital building in the mid-19th century. Clay smoking pipe bowls and stem fragments are still present within this material and date to the same period. The wooden landing stages that were present at the time and likely to have been used for landing building material survive only in the form of difficult-to-spot truncated wooden pilings in the midst of this building material. Further work needs to be done on the site of a second wooden pier a few hundred metres to the northwest. Tracing the use of the pier during the First World War as a place of rest and recuperation within the hospital complex is far harder. Although surviving historical photographs show wounded soldiers spending time on the pier, very little evidence for this activity has survived on the surrounding foreshore. Only a single smoking pipe of possible early 20th century date hints at the material remains of the thousands of people that must have spent time on the pier during their recovery from wounds sustained on the front line. The 2015 fieldworks at Netley Pier have also highlighted further areas of investigation where future work will allow more information about the pier to be uncovered, while at the same time creating a lasting record of the remains. This work will be carried out during the rest of the Forgotten Wrecks project, and details of the type of work that will be undertaken are contained in the fieldwork report about the site, which can be downloaded from the project website. If you would like to help with any future fieldwork or be involved with ongoing research, please contact the Forgotten Wrecks Project. You've been listening to one of a series of audio articles created by the Maritime Archaeological Trust as part of their Heritage Lottery-funded Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project. Future articles will cover more of the wrecks and sites that are being researched and investigated through the project. We'd love to get your feedback on these articles and suggestions for what you'd like to hear about in the future. And of course, if you'd like to get involved as a project volunteer, perhaps you'd like to write or record one of the future audio articles. Please contact us via the project website at Forgotten Wrecks or via telephone on 02380 23730.